Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching for the next 9 months while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. Pastor is scheduled to return July 2021. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. It is our sincere desire that you live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen. My teaching, titled Divine Healing, Our Covenant Right, is vital for mankind in general, and especially Christians, because we have an adversary, Satan, whose only intention is to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan's deadly diseases, including COVID-19, were spawned in the pit of hell to destroy God's greatest creation, man. For those of you who have been with me from the beginning of this teaching know that based on Scripture, I have made a valid case that the Holy Bible is a blood covenant book that was instituted by our Heavenly Father on the life, blood, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As a result of Jesus' obedience and faithfulness to complete his earthly assignment, mankind can once again be reunited to our Creator and live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. God gave Jesus Christ, the second person of the Godhead, to lay his life down on our behalf, whereupon safeguarding the blood covenant he made with Abraham and ensuring that no man could once again separate us from him. As a result, we can depend on God's promises recorded in the Holy Bible. His promises are forevermore written and confirmed on his life unto death. I thank my God in Jesus Christ that God is not a man that he should lie. Further, that Jesus did complete his redemptive assignment for all men. Christians can rest assured that our salvation and abundant life is paid in full by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, including our covenant right to divine healing. Before we read our four foundational scriptures for this teaching, I want to emphasize once again that I am purposely reading these foundational scriptures each week so that the truth contained in these verses will penetrate not just your mind, but your spirit. Whereupon, in the future, when sickness and disease try to come against you, the Holy Spirit will bring back to remembrance this living word of God. Then you can speak this blessed word over your challenge and drive Satan and his demonic assignments away from you. Before we complete this teaching, we will be discussing the importance of making daily faith confessions over yourselves and loved ones. For this study, I will continue to quote from the Amplified Study Bible unless otherwise stated. Now, please turn to our first foundational scripture found in the book of Psalm. Psalm 103, verses 1 and 5. Verse 1 says, "Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is deep within me. Bless his holy name. Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget any of his benefits. Who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you lavishly with loving kindness and tender mercy. Verse 5, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the soaring eagle. Please turn to our second foundational scripture found in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Verse 4 says, but in fact, he, Jesus, has bore our griefs, and he has carried our sorrows and pains. Yet we ignorantly assumed that he was stricken, struck down by God and degraded, and humiliated by him. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our wickedness. Our sin, our injustice, our wrongdoing, the punishment required for our well-being fell on him, Jesus. And by his stripes, wounds, we are healed. Please turn to our third foundational scripture found in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 8, verses 16 and 17. When evening came, they brought to him, Jesus, many who were under the power of demons. And he cast out the evil spirits with a word and restored to health all who were sick, exhibiting his authority as Messiah, so that he fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He himself took our infirmities upon himself and carried away our diseases. Now let's turn to our last foundational scripture found in the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. He, Jesus, personally carried our sins in his body on the cross, willingly offering himself on it as on an altar of sacrifice, so that we might die to sin, becoming immune from the penalty and power of sin, and live for righteousness. For by his stripes or wounds, you who believe have been healed. Amen. All of these scriptures, and many more like them that we have read throughout this teaching, tell us that Jesus took every sickness, every pain, every disease on himself. As a result, we believers do not have to accept Satan's physical attacks on mankind. We are healed in Jesus. Let's continue with our examination of the seven redemptive names of Jesus Christ. When we first started this teaching on October 7th of 2020, I stated that we would be studying only one of the many covenant rights we have in Jesus, which is divine healing. However, our gift of salvation includes many benefits, which can be seen clearly in the seven redemptive names of Jesus Christ. For this reason, I am highlighting these names in the following weeks so you will know the richness of your position in Christ and live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. Last week, we started examining the third redemptive name, which is Jehovah Shalom, meaning the Lord who is my peace. I want to remind you that the Hebrew definition of shalom means peace, harmony, wholeness, completeness, prosperity, welfare, and tranquility. Everything that is good for mankind. Please turn to the book of John. John chapter 16, we're going to read one verse, verse 33. Jesus is speaking. I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace. In the world you have tribulation and distress and suffering, but be courageous, be confident, be undaunted, be filled with joy. I have overcome the world. My quest is accomplished, my victory abiding. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Now, I do want to reread just a portion of this verse once again. It is powerful, and I want you listeners to pay attention and allow those words to penetrate into your mind and spirit. Jesus says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace. Now, we know that there are moments of peace in the world, but if you want to be living in the perfect peace, then you're going to need to know who Jesus is and then operate according to his word. Then drop down to the last part of the verse that says, you have tribulation and distress and suffering. That's what the world gives us. But be courageous, be confident, be undaunted, be filled with joy. How can we be filled with joy when things that we see on the news and in our communities and even in our own households that are ungodly present themselves? This is how we can have the perfect peace of Jesus. It says, because Jesus has overcome the world, his quest is accomplished, his victory abiding. And when we permit him to be our peace, we will be overcomers in every situation. We're not going to be stressed out or worried. We're going to allow the Holy Spirit to bring to our remembrance the peace that was given to us in the name of Jesus. So, family, purpose in your heart to know what the Word of God says, and then be willing to step out in faith and be and work the Word of God. Now, let's go to Philippians chapter 4. Let's read verse 6 and 7. Verse 6 says, do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus is yours. This is good news, family. Again, there are things going on in our nation today that can cause a lot of fear and anxiety. Not just the pandemic, but those acts of violence against the government. So you need to know who you are in Christ so you can speak the word over those situations and allow the peace of God to abide in your heart. Let's go back to verse 6. I just want to read that first part of the verse that says, do not be anxious or worried about anything. Now that is a commitment of your will. You can choose to be worried. You can choose to be anxious. You can choose to operate like the world operates in fear, stress. But if you decide, listen, I'm a child of the Most High God. Jesus has already given me his peace, and I'm going to rest assured and rest in his word. So that will give me the peace that I need during these trying times. Verse 7, just the first part of that verse says, and the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding. That's the kind of peace that we need to be operating under every day, all day long. And when you hear things that are going on, put the word of God over the situation. Turn it over to the Lord. Let his justice be done. And you just continue to operate in peace. Praise the name. All right. Jesus is the Lord our peace. Now, the fourth redemptive name we will examine is Jehovah Raha. That's R-A-A-H, which means the Lord who is my shepherd. The definition of shepherd is a person who watches over, rears, and guides the sheep. Please turn to the book of Psalm. Psalm 23, I'm going to read verses 1 through 6. Verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, to guide, and to shield me. I shall not want or lack. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still and quiet waters. He refreshes and restores my soul, life. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake." Verse 4. "Even though I walk through the sunless valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod to protect and your staff to guide. They comfort and console me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed and refreshed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell forever throughout all my days in the house and in the presence of the Lord." This is an awesome promise from our Heavenly Father that we can trust in Him if we allow Him to be our shepherd, our guide, and our shield. So I want to highlight once again the key points that are being made in this psalm. In verse number 1, it says, the last part of that verse says, "I shall not want or lack." You know, I know from reports that I've heard on TV that people are hurting because of this pandemic. People have lost their jobs. People who have children and maybe even lost their insurance, their health insurance, and they are stressed out. They are worried. They are fearful of the days because they don't know what's going to happen. But I'm going to let you know right now that the job is just one channel that God can use to get you the finances you need to live in victory in this earth realm, in prosperity. So when we trust in the Lord, when the door closes, you expect increase. You expect God to open up another door that is better than the last. That's why we can claim, "I shall not want or lack." Verse number 2, the last part of that verse says, "He," that's our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, "leads me beside the still and quiet waters." There is a lot of turmoil going on these days, but when you put your trust in the Lord, it's as if you're walking through those still and quiet waters. Nothing or no one can disturb your peace. Then verse number 3, first part says, "He refreshes and restores my soul, life." He refreshes and restores my life. That's the kind of God we serve. There should be a newness in the days coming every single day, better than the last day. Then in verse number 4, last part of that verse says, "I fear no evil, for you, Lord, are with me. Your rod to protect and your staff to guide, they comfort and console me." You know, our God knows the end at the beginning. And when we call upon His name through Jesus Christ, He will give us the answers. He will give us direction. He will tell us what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. So we don't have to be fearful, but we do need to submit to the Word of God. And we do need to pray and ask for guidance so that the Holy Spirit will show us the way each and every time. And then I want to read verse number 6 just one more time because it's so powerful. And I want you all to see how good our Lord is. Verse 6 says, "Surely goodness and mercy and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell forever throughout all my days in the house and in the presence of the Lord. Goodness and mercy, love, that's what we have in Jesus Christ, and we should expect that every day will be filled with goodness, mercy, and unfailing love. Amen. Now let's turn to Matthew chapter 11. We're going to read verses 28 through 30. Jesus is speaking. Verse 28 says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burden by religious rituals that provide no peace, and I will give you rest, refreshing your souls with salvation. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, following me as my disciple, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest, renewal, blessed quiet for your souls." Verse 30, "For my yoke is easy to bear and my burden is light." Again, we have the victory. We have the answer to this dying world that is in turmoil. When you see violence, when you see hatred, when you see jealousy, when you see greed, you can turn on the Lord and turn that situation to good by prayer, claiming what the Lord has already provided us in His Word. So in verse 28, the last part of that verse says, "I will give you rest, refreshing your souls with salvation." There is great peace and rest in Jesus because you're going to turn over that situation to Him. Verse 29, He tells us, "Follow me as my disciple." Family, are you a disciple of Christ? Do you take the time to read, study, and apply the Word of God? Then if you do, you are His disciple. And as a disciple, you have benefits. So you can claim and operate in the benefits of God because you know what the Word of God says, and you speak the Word over every situation that is contrary to the Word of God. That last part of verse 29 says, "And you will find rest, renewal, blessed quiet for your souls." That's what the Word of God gives us. When we have understanding of what the Word of God says and then apply the Word, we can find rest, renewal, and a blessed quiet for our souls. We're not going to operate like the world does, anxious, worried, stressed out. No, we're going to operate in that peace, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Last verse, verse 30. Jesus says, "For my yoke is easy to bear and my burden is light." If you're tired of worrying about all the circumstances that surround you, not just in the community, in the nation, but within your family, then you want to turn those issues over to the Lord and rest in His peace. All right, let's go to John chapter 10. I'm going to read verses 10 through 16. Again, Jesus is speaking. Verse 10 says, "The thief, also known as Satan, comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows." Verse 11, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his own life for the sheep. But the hired man, who merely serves for wages, who is neither the shepherd nor the owner of the sheep, when he sees the wolf coming, deserts the flock and runs away. And the wolf snatches the sheep and scatters them." Verse 13, "The man runs because he is a hired hand who serves only for wages and is not concerned about the safety of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know without any doubt those who are my own, and my own know me and have a deep personal relationship with me. Even as the Father knows me and I know the Father, I lay down my very own life, sacrificing it for the benefit of the sheep. I have other sheep beside these that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice and pay attention to my call. They will become one flock, one shepherd. Now, family, I didn't say this at the beginning, but because Jesus is the shepherd, that makes an assumption that those who follow him are his sheep. The shepherd, again, is the one who guides and protects and rears the sheep. This passage here lets us know that as the shepherd, he has given authority and power for us to be guided by him. So I want to go up to the very beginning of this verse, verse number 10, or passage. Let's go to verse 10. It says, "The thief, also known as Satan, comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy." When you look about you and you see things being stolen, killed, and destroyed, you know that is the operation, the assignment of Satan. Oh, I'm so sorry, family. I'm looking at my time, and my time is up. Please come back next week as we continue our study on divine healing, our covenant right. Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.